I'm Natalie Hutchison with UN News. Somalia could provide valuable lessons learned for other mission setups, according to the UN Police Commissioner there. In New York for UN Police Week, Meinolf Schlottmann, Police Commissioner of the UN Assistance Mission in Somalia, or UNSUM, said that the country is on a very positive trajectory. He spoke of the close collaboration between UNSUM officers and their counterparts in the African Union mission in the country, AMISOM, saying that the two were working on the ground shoulder to shoulder. He began by telling Liz Scafidi about the current situation in Somalia.
Somalia has got its problems with terrorist attacks, but of course this is something which in the media is dominating, but on the ground the impression we get is a different one.
There's been recent flooding and thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes for higher ground. How has that affected your work?
Actually, it's affecting mainly the work of the local police services. Of course, international police, AMISOM police, UNSOM police, we are supporting our local colleagues. But this, of course, is an extra burden for security services because now humanitarian aspects are in the core of the work, while the daily work of a police service is ongoing. So it's coming on top, and there you have two encounters with limited equipment, with a limited amount of personnel, which is, of course, quite difficult for our local colleagues.
What does the UN police actually do in Somalia?
The UN, as such, is a special political mission. So the mandate, in short, is on strategic advice on peace and security building. And that includes, of course, advising on rule of law and security sector reform. So our role there is to support Somali authorities on member state level and on federal level on the strategic development of police services. While our colleagues from AMISOM Police, they are doing the more practical work in training and mentoring police services. So we have a little bit a split of tasks between AMISOM Police and UNSOM Police.
That's probably good, right? So it doesn't overlap?
From the mandate point of view, it's very good. It's perfect because it's not overlapping. At the spot, it's easy because we are lining up with AMISOM Police. So we are doing things together because strategic advice has got some impact on tactical, practical, operational work and vice versa. Bottom up, it's the same. We are doing things on the ground, shoulder by shoulder with our AMISOM colleagues.
Can you tell us about two of the challenges that you've had to face there?
Well, one challenge is the practical issue of security situation right now at the spot. And that was recognized as well in the recent Somali Partnership Forum by the national authorities and international community, actually. Al-Shabaab is still active. It's, of course, limiting our possibilities to have a freedom of movement, a full freedom of movement. That is the international part, and our national colleague from the police service still have to focus on this phenomenon, while community-oriented policing approach is at the same time equally important. So that is a problem in terms of concentrating on the priorities. And of course, still there are military operations ongoing in Somalia, although in the end we are talking about internal security issues, which by definition are police issues, but now the real situation on the ground makes it necessary to have the military operations still in the country. So that is one of the main challenges. The other one is a little bit more political, and I can quote again the Somali Partnership Forum, because everybody agreed that in a new and newly founded federal system, it is essential that federal member states are working closely together with the federal government and vice versa, which is hampering our continuing approach towards security sector reform, for example, because sometimes there are disagreements, the coordination is not as positive as it should be between member states and the federal government. And that is, of course, for us as a police, supporting Somalia in a federal police model, quite a difficult situation.
So you mentioned before Al-Shabaab. Do you think they can be defeated?
Yeah, surely they can, because it's a coordinated effort. We all know that from scientific researches, best practices in other scenarios. It's not just a question of defeating Al-Shabaab, but to integrate those which have got a political idea into processes so that any peace-building efforts are sustainable. It's not just military operations. Of course, it's a big part when terrorists are fighting or killing innocent people. they've brought to justice, which is the typical police role as their entry to the rule of law chain. But the solution can not only be reached by military means. Al-Shabaab is a group where we have different subgroups. We have fighters which are just forced to be part of Al-Shabaab. We have fighters which might fight for food, for livelihood, because there is no alternative in their districts. And we might have Al-Shabaab members which have got a political idea, and those, if so, have to be integrated into a process, which of course is not easy to have a valid process to do so.
So the members that can be rehabilitated, they're the ones that could be integrated.
Basically now we as the UN police, we are not the experts on that, but would be relying on an information base which have to be validated. And then it is a political decision.
Turning to the food crisis, is police involved?
Police as such, yes. Again, like before with the flooding, now Syrian situation has got an impact on security situation as such, because we might have fights for food problems in terms of humanitarian aid delivery, security problems. But that is, of course, something which is, for police services, kind of standard layout to support any events which have got a security impact, and that might be as well the delivery of humanitarian aid.
And some would be involved in that?
Not directly. As we are on the strategic level, we have a small group of police, just 20 police officers, but maybe our colleagues from Amison Police, if this is done in their area of responsibility, because our colleagues from Amison are co-located in some of the police stations, so they are supporting directly the operations.
You've also worked at UN missions in Mali and South Sudan. How does UNSOM compare to those?
Well, first of all, we have totally different mandate, because Mali and South Sudan is a protection of civilian mandate for the UN police. So there is a very strong operational wing, an operational pillar in those police components, which I do not have in Somalia, as I have to give strategic advice and international donor support coordination. These are the two issues we are working on. So that is basically one of the main differences from the UN perspective. Other than that, there are, of course, parallels. We have IDP, so internally displaced persons in all of the countries, which, of course, needs a certain protection as well in the IDP camps. But as I said, we are splitting these tasks with Amison Police, so there are parallels, but in the mandates there are differences.
If there's one thing you'd like people to know about Somalia, what would that be?
Well, it's a clear message from my side. Somalia is in a very positive trajectory. So whatever started in 2012 and then with elections and there with having an elected government, these are steps in the right direction. I believe federalism is a perfect setup for the Somali situation, and the Somali authorities are all buying into that setup. That is really promising for the future. Despite all challenges we have on the ground, of course, things cannot be finalized in just a couple of weeks or days or months. Nevertheless, that is something which has to be acknowledged and where the Somali authorities should get gratitude for.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I would like to add that a positive trajectory should not lead to leaving somebody out of the spotlight, because Somalia is a very good example where on the long-term run we can produce the next lessons learned, which could be then useful again for other missions or setups. Because if things are developing in this direction of the positive trajectory, I would really think that we should have a close look at the situation in Somalia and not keep it out of sight only because it's a positive trajectory.